Hello, this is a recording about creating various elements of a post. And so what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about creating lists, both ordered and unordered lists. We're going to talk about creating headings. We're going to talk about creating links, both internal, that is to your posts and pages on your site, but also external, like if I want to link to another site or even a document from somebody else. And then I'm going to talk about creating a media element. Paul already did images, so I'm going to do an audio one. And having said that, let's get started. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my new posts part of my dashboard.
List with 2 items, link home, visited link update, out of list visited link posts. List with 4 items, visited link all posts, visited link current page, add new post.
Add new post, so I'm going to go there.
Busy. Add new post testing. No next edit field, out of edit, clickable editor.
I'm going to press control home to go to the top of the page.
Out of edit, out of.
And I'm going to press E for edit.
Clickable editor, content editor, canvas frame, add title, edit multi-line, clickable, add title. Hodgepodge, empty block, semi, start writing or type forward slash
right.
To choose a block.
So I pressed enter.
Type slash to choose a block. Add title, edit multi-line, hodgepodge, empty block, semi, start writing or
and
type
so
forward slash to choose a block.
Now I'm going to talk about creating list. As I mentioned before, lists can be of two types. They can be ordered or they can be unordered. One thinks of ordered list. We often think in terms of recipes because, quite clearly, you do have to preheat the oven before you can put the cake in it, and especially before you can take the cake out of it. So the instructions go in a certain order. When we think about that kind of thing, we think of 1, 2, 3, perhaps A, B, C, but it definitely goes in a certain sequence. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type this part of the post is about making lists.
Making lists.
Now, whenever you make a list, the list has to be separated from the rest of the document by at least one blank line. To do that, you press enter twice.
Empty block, semi, start, empty block, semi, start writing.
Now, for a list of any type, you can always type a forward slash.
Block colon, paragraph, initial.
And type li.
9 results found. Use up and down. Blank list. List 1 of 9.
And the first result. Then when you type li, list comes up. And so you can press enter.
Block colon. List document. Block colon. List item document. List text edit multi-line. List.
So I'm going to just type preheat oven.
Oven.
250. And I'm going to press enter to go to the next element of the list.
350, block colon, list item document. List
and you'll hear it say list item document, which is telling you that we're on a second item of the list. And I'm just going to type put cake in oven.
Put.
And now I want to end the list because we're not going on with this forever. So I hit enter twice. Again.
Oven, block colon, empty block, semi, start writing or type.
When I hear empty block, I know that I'm good. Now, there are a couple of other ways to make a list, and it's using a syntax that is called Markdown. If you want to know more about Markdown, I suggest that you look at brightstarsweb.com, and under there is something called Introducing the Magical Markdown series. And you can learn a lot about Markdown there if you're interested. And it's really nice because you don't have to take your hands off the keyboard. So I'm going to create ordered list using Markdown. And the way I'm going to do that is that I already have my blank line. So I'm going to type a number like 1. And I can either follow this by a parenthesis or right parenthesis, or by a period. I'm going to do parenthesis. And once I do that, it's followed by a space. So it's 1,
colon,
right parentheses, space.
Lock colon, list document.
And you'll notice it said list document, so it understands that you are doing a list. So I'm going to type preheat
EH
oven 2350. Again, I'm going to press enter.
350, lock colon, list item document.
Put cake in oven. Again, to end the list, I'm going to press
oven,
enter
lock colon,
twice.
Empty block semi, start.
Creating an unordered list is similar to this, but instead of using numbers, I'm going to use a star, that is an asterisk symbol, or a dash. So it's
lock colon,
star
paragraph,
and I make a space.
Block colon, list document. Block
and
colon.
There we go. It says list document because it recognizes that. Preheat oven.
Oven. Block colon, list item document.
Put cake in oven. And what do? You press enter twice, right?
Oven. Block.
To
empty.
End the
block
list.
Semi.
All right, so that's the way that one does lists. You can either do slash forward slash list and press enter, or even forward slash li, and the first thing to appear in the block selection list is the word list, and you press enter. That works for everything. Or, as I said, you can just start typing numbers followed by either a parenthesis, right parenthesis, or a period for an ordered list, or a star followed by a space, or a dash followed by a space for an unordered list. Always end the list with a blank line. Always begin the list with a blank line. It's pretty simple. Now we're going to create headings. Headings are wonderful ways to outline a document, to organize a document, and it's a real accessibility boon. So how am I going to make a heading? It's pretty easy, actually, and there are several ways to do it. The first thing that I can do, this being Gutenberg and all, I can type forward slash H1 through H6. So I'm going to just type forward slash H2.
Add new post testing WPM dash WordPress M dash Mozilla Firefox. No results. Add new post testing WPM slash H2.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
Block colon. Heading document editable. Heading.
And I'm going to type some text. This
is
a heading level.
Level.
Two. All right. And I'm going to press
two,
enter.
Empty
on
block
that.
Semi. Start writing or type for.
Just because that's the end of the text.
Empty block.
Now, the other way that I can create a heading, I'm going to type this is a heading level 2 again.
Block colon. This is a level 2.
I'm going to go to the beginning of the paragraph, and I can press Alt, Shift, and the numbers 1 through 6. So Alt Shift 1 is a heading level 1, Alt Shift 2 is a heading level 2, etc. Just because I made a heading level 2 previously, I'm going to do it again. Alt Shift 2.
Block colon. Heading document editable. This is a heading level 2. A. Space. A. A. G. A. I. N. Land.
So this is a heading level 2 again. Okay. The last way that I can do this is using markdown syntax. I'm going to
empty block
make
semi.
Some empty blocks there just for the hell of it. And I'm going to type two number signs.
Block colon.
Followed by a space.
Block colon. Heading document editable. Heading.
And I'm going to say this is a third
3R.
method of making a heading level 2.
Heading.
All right, those are the three different methodologies for making a heading. Now, let's go to links.
Empty
I'm just going to press enter on that. And I'm going to say
block
this
bold.
is an external link. So what you do to create an external link,
empty blocks,
is you type the title text that you want your visitors to see. So I'm going to link to a post of mine called Protect Yourself with Passwords or Pay. And I'm going to type that text, protect
Rod.
Yourself.
Yourself.
What?
Yourself. Protect. R-O-T-E-C-T. Y-O-U. Blank. Space. F. Blank. With.
Passwords.
Password.
Or. Pay. Then I'm going to select that text.
E.
So I go to the beginning of it. I
protect
press
yourself with passwords
Shift
or pay selected.
End to select it. And now I'm going to type Control K to bring up the link dialog.
Link combo box collapsed. Required invalid entry as auto complete editable searcher type Earl Blank. Three results found.
All right, so it says searcher type Earl, and it also says three results found because it's about to point to something here on my site, but I don't want it there. I want it at my brightstarsweb.com site, so I'm going to type
H-T-T-P-S. H-T-T-P-S. One result found. H-T-T-T.
Oh, too many
S. Colon. List item. H.
Slash, slash.
One result found.
www.brightstarsweb.com. Slash
one
protect.
Protect.
Yourself.
One,
with.
One result found. With.
Passwords.
Or one result found. Use up and down arrow keys to navigate.
This thing is constantly talking, right?
Submit button.
And I tabbed, and it says submit. So
link
I'm
inserted.
Going to do that.
Protect yourself
and
with passwords or pay left.
Link inserted.
Visited link. Protect yourself with passwords or pay.
All right, and you can see
visited link. Protect yourself.
That it has that there. So I'm going to press enter.
Empty block semi. Start just writing or type forward slash to choose a block.
Now the other way that you can make an internal link is by pressing the left bracket key twice. And what that will do is bring up some things on your site.
Block list. Initial five results load. List. Gutenberg goes classic part 2 of 5.
And it's bringing up this. So
list. Just plain Gutenberg 1 of 5.
Just plain Gutenberg.
List. Gutenberg,
Gutenberg
goes classic.
Goes classic.
List. Howdy. 3 of 5.
Howdy.
List. This is my story. 4
this
of 5.
This is my story, which is my homepage on my local development site.
List. Sample page. 5 of 5.
And sample
list.
Page. I don't
list.
Want
just plain
that.
Gutenberg. 1 of 5.
So I'm just going to say just plain Gutenberg. Again,
block
I'm
colon.
Press
paragraph
enter.
Document editable link just plain Gutenberg.
And you hear it say editable link just plain Gutenberg. So it said link, and that means that we have been successful in creating that link. Nice. I'm going to press enter twice just to create some space. And the last thing I'm going to do is create an audio element. And guess what? I mean, you've seen some of this before. So I'm going to do slash.
Block colon. Paragraph. Initial
slash A.
Add new post.
U.
Add new post testing WPM audio.
And when I do a current line read, it says audio. I'm going to press enter on that.
Upload an audio file. Pick one from your media library or add one with a URL.
Okay, so I have three options here. I have upload a file, pick one from your media library, or do an external URL. Well, I don't feel like doing an external URL, and I don't have anything in my media library, so my only choice here really is to upload something, and that is what I'm going to do.
Upload.
So I'm going to press enter on that.
File upload dialog.
And it gives me a typical file upload dialog.
Items view list. Navigating the editor.mp3 16 of
22. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do navigating the editor. So I hit enter.
Type slash to choose a block. Block colon. Audio document.
And it says audio document there, so hopefully that will actually be a document or an MP3 snippet. So that's the recording on creating elements. I hope you found it helpful.